Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the Dagobiz,
aka
this that anti-hater music.
Bo-T-B.
I keep telling y'all about this shit.
Witch.
Just for them insomniacs,
drug addicts,
them drug
pill
addicts.
Poppers.
Don't judge me.
Line sniffer.
Another night up, count sheets, something like a track meet. Can't sleep now, wanna fuck Betty Bo-Peep. Boom boom, skeet skeet, Dagger nigga real deep. Dagger does a lot of tricks, but he don't trick. Gotta have your own shit, bitch, cause I don't care. Drive me to the leave you there. When the place there, no hair, broke chair. Touch your button naked, no cap, no bus fare. Bitches, I don't fuck bear. Dagger doesn't trust them. I pull up, drug them, let the homies fuck them. Cause it ain't no fun, the homies can't have no weed by the tongue. Got a whole case of magnums, drank by the gallons. Feels like a pharmacy, powder like a chalk. Did you miss me? Witnessing the relapse. Back on the wrong track. Better run away cause you don't wanna come in contact.
Every night, every night I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night. Cause every night I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping.
Where the time go, now I'm in the streets yelling. Time doesn't listen, Dagger doesn't chase it. So the world better face it. Niggas rather waste it. Word with a bitch do. Fall up with fat back teams that they tattoo. Better get a blue suit. Bitch will use you. Take everything you got. Turn around and sue you. Now you cry. Now she got a new boo. Thought it was a pussy. Now she let me do. Fuck you. All the homies told you. Real niggas know that. The nigga with the most cheese gets the rap. Don't gotta check fast. Know the score. These bitches bust rhymes with it. Gotta tell them like a kid. Want to go tan some dick running this fucking bitch orgasm.
Every night I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yup, every night. Cause every night I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yup, every night.
Jackers getting hyped, going stupid, real dumb, dumb. Smoking weed, one lung, 31, no sun. Cause I haven't found a right one. Not a role model, so I'd rather not have one. Look, I'd rather have fun. Plus, I know the outcome. 99 problems, but a kid, not one. Don't need to stress, baby, mama drama. High like a summer bed, lying from a dumb hoe. Big talk, act slow, Larry Curly ammo. Bitches and stooges, they stupidity incredible. Nothing I'ma settle for. Bitches step your game up. Looking for the fastball, I'ma throw a changer. Put the bitches frame up, cause you ain't tough. If I'm broke when I'm married, bitch, still sign a prenup. You ain't getting out, I didn't even highlight. Still can't sleep, keep thinking about dollars.
Cause every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night. Cause every night I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night.
And I know who took it. His name is Kyle Broflowski.
If it's a photo, what's the big deal? Why don't you just print out another one?
It's a big deal, okay? That picture is my property, and I want it back.
Okay, what is the picture of?
Why does that matter?
Well, how are we going to find your picture unless we know what it is?
All right, it's a picture of me.
Yes?
It's a picture of me. And, what appears to be a penis in my mouth.
You were sucking somebody's penis.
No, I was not. I was asleep, and this person just put their penis in my mouth without me knowing and took the picture.
I see.
Yes. Now, it may appear in the picture that I'm actually looking at the camera lens and smiling with the penis in my mouth and giving a thumbs up. But I assure you, I was fast asleep.
Well, we'd have to get a warrant first, approved by a grand jury.
I don't have time for that! We have school tomorrow, and I know that Kyle's gonna show the picture to everybody during show and tell!
Well then, you're screwed.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard of Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions in the way. I'm only getting paid. This is underground hip-hop. Pure competition in your shows like a quick stop. Don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive. Daggers out of pocket. Lions only taking lies. Haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme. Defeating every line. My seat is on the line. I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind. I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'm gonna get disappeared. Now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave. Shawty hurt me up on Vega. Now she never wanna leave.
Oh shit, what's cracking, y'all? Excuse me, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live right now, if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are listening to Slap Sundays, all right? So you know what they're doing, you know how to get down. The number one spot for all independent artists around the world, Craig. All right, that's what we're here for, that's what we're trying to do. But let me start things as I always, shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey. Because, again, without her creating Bang Out Radio, we wouldn't even be here doing what we're doing right now. So thank you, boss lady, for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. For not only myself and these independent artists, but just anybody that respects reality and respects what we got going on over here. Because that's all we're about. Giving artists a place where they can get their music heard, network, holler, and giving y'all a place where y'all can hear some real shit. Because y'all never know what you may hear over here on Bang Out Radio. All right? Because it is going to be real, and it is that reality. Because we don't care. We do care, but we don't. All right. Also, shout out to all independent artists. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me your music. All right. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm a little high. I've been smoking and drinking. You know, I'm trying to Sunday, trying to relax. Gotta go fucking to work tomorrow. But also, and I gotta apologize on top because, again, y'all know on Sundays is usually the spot where I play all the new music that I get first. But, again, we are still under construction over here. I'm trying to load up music and everything and get everything moving as I should. So give me a minute. So I got some music, but it's not – I just got music, all right? So if you don't hear your shit tonight, it's just because I probably ain't loaded it up yet, all right? So don't trip. And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support me, to support the independent artists, and, again, to support anybody that just comes through here and just keeps it real at all times. That's all I ask, all right? Whatever you do, whatever you're about, I don't judge. I don't, you know, I don't critique. Well, I do a lot of critiquing, but, again, it's just a matter of opinion, all right? If you don't like what I say, if you don't like how I get down, you don't like how I think, well, fuck, you don't gotta believe a word I'll say. You don't got to wear it. You know, that's just how it is. All right, because best believe, if I don't like what you got to say, I'm going to feel the same way. But everybody is entitled to their opinion. I don't, like I said, I'm going to judge. I'm not here to judge nobody. As long as you keep it real about yourself, what you about and what you do and how you carry yourself and what you do, I'll listen to what you got to say. All right, because everybody got a story. Everybody got something they got to do. But, again, this is Slap Sunday. So not only are we playing these slappers from the top independent artists, we also try to slap the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers, all right? So you never know where the conversation is going to go, and you never know what's going to happen. But, again, got a new Beauty of the Week checking in tonight, so it's gonna be a good show. So let's just get into things. What I'm first going to do is, like I said, I've got some music. I'm getting back, and like I said, I missed y'all. No homo, all right? But independent artists, like I said, I fucks with y'all because I don't listen to that mainstream shit because you're not going to get this type of shit on the mainstream, although we should. All right, so be right back. Slap Sundays. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? Be right back.
This is Ha-ha. Yeah.
just illegal. So, so illegal. Oh, well, I say.
Bum, diddy, bum, diddy, diddy, bum, bum, diddy, bum, diddy, bum, let me smoke my phone. Bum, diddy, bum, diddy, diddy, bum, bum, diddy, bum, diddy, bum, let me smoke my phone. Bum, diddy, bum, diddy, diddy, bum, bum, diddy, bum, diddy, bum, let me smoke my phone.
Leave me alone, leave me alone. See my life too crazy. One smoke with me and I guarantee you feel amazing. Take it how you want it, cool with me, I'm still gon' blaze it. Life is way too short, it's time to sit back, relax, and roll up one. Take a trip to the mountainside, see the view in the Indian eyes. What? You talk to me? You call the police? I better not see my
that chain.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, give me time, let me break this chain.
chains down. Girl, hold up, hold up, hold up. You gon' let me break my chains down.
Give me that chain. Give me that chain. Give me that chain. Give me that chain.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Give me time, let me break these chains down. Girl, hold up, hold up, hold up. You gon' let me break my chains down.
Able to do that. Now please continue. Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, tune the Q. I press 1 to holler at me. I still got a little time before my beauty week checks in for the night. So let me just get a few things straight. Because, again, number one off top, hold on. Let me sip my drink a little bit. Hold on. Wine. I don't know what kind of wine, but wine and vodka. I'm not just a wine drinker because, you know, it's just like Kool-Aid to me. But I have to put a lot of vodka in this motherfucker. So it's more vodka with a splash of wine, I guess. That's what I'm sipping on right now, trying to get my mind right. But, again, I want y'all to realize that, again, I'm glad to be back. It's been a while. I had to get some things in order. I got to get things situated. And but at the same time, I just want y'all to realize as well what it really takes to keep this thing going right here, especially when I'm not about to sit here and say I'm doing it by myself because I'm not. We've got a lot of shows. We've got a lot of people involved in this. But bottom line, I'm doing this by myself. Because, again, if I wasn't doing what I had to do and I wasn't doing the shit that I had to get situated, the show wouldn't be on. We wouldn't be here talking. Things wouldn't be going the way they're going. So I'm going to pat myself on the back real quick because it's like, man, shit is crazy. Number one, I want to give y'all an idea of some of the things that I have to go through over here for y'all, all right? Number one, let's just talk money. The show has to be paid for, all right? Every month there's a charge for me to keep these shows going. And there's five shows. I got five shows. How many shows? Let's do the lineup real quick just so we're back, just so we're all clear. Every Monday, Triple M Show, Mo Music Mondays, all right? All music, no talk. There's one. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks, all right? Them niggas is fucking crazy, all right? All right, it's the most hood show we got. So there's Tuesdays. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen B. Adult Matters and Adult Topics, a little something for the ladies, kickback, R&B type shit. Talk about relationships, all that other stuff. All right, there's three. Fuck You Fridays every Friday. All right, complete opposite of Mondays. All talk, if you got something to get off your chest, something you want to spit it, you know, you got to put somebody on blast, blase, do what you got to do. Hit me up on Fridays. Let's talk about it, all right? And then, of course, where we're at right now, Slap Sundays. Every Sunday, playing the top slappers from the independent artists, all right? So that's five shows. Each of them come with a dollar sign amount to them, all right? That nobody else is paying for it. But me at this point right now, people are going to drop, supposedly going to do it. Like I said, I'm not trying to take shots at anybody. I'm just saying what's going on right now, and that's what's happening. All right, so there's number one. There's the money. So I got to make sure everything's situated. Because, again, with Bang Out Radio, what they do over here on Blog Talk, I don't know if y'all know about this is the station I'm using over here at least. These motherfuckers, if you don't pay them their money, they delete all your songs, all your shit. You know what I mean? They don't give a fuck. All right? And so now I have to load up everybody's songs, all my drops, all my cartoons. I got to load all this shit back up on there. And I got over like 1,000 songs of nothing but independent artists, over 1,000. It's still adding to it. We're not sending y'all music. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting y'all know what's being done. And I can only load up 3 songs at a time. You do the math. All right? So there's that. All right? Also, man, with this new gig and this new job, I make sure, and not just to be clear, all shows are from 8 to 10 o'clock. West Coast time, all right, because I'm in L.A. I don't know how to do the time adjusting and everything like that. So, again, wherever you're at, adjust your clock to L.A. time if you want to fuck with me live. Or, as always, just go back, download it at your own convenience. It doesn't matter. Just fuck with your boy. All right, talk about it. But every show is from 8 to 10 p.m. West Coast time, except for West Coast Wednesday. So I'm nice. I'm taking back still one more hour from 9 to 11 because, hey, we just, you know, I be thinking, I like to think on Wednesdays that ladies are in bed, you know, wearing a little something or whatever, you know, while they're listening to the show or something. I like to think that, you know, even though they may not be, I like to think that. So that's what goes on over there. All right. And, again, got the beauties coming. You know, it's hard to holler at ladies. It's not hard for me to holler at ladies. But there's a lot of things that the ladies have to go through, you know, when they're trying to do their model thing and everything like that, all the niggas that they got to deal with, the bullshit that they've had to go through already before I ask them to come holler at me. You know, I understand how that shit goes, too. So I gotta overcome all the bullshit that other motherfuckers have put people through. And on top of that, I just got to want to do it. I just got to want to do this. Y'all lucky I want to do this. Because, again, if I didn't want to do this, it just wouldn't be here. It wouldn't at this point. again, shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Lashay, but again, she's doing her own thing with the X and B ladies, doing the modeling thing or whatever and everything. They're supposed to come back on the air sometime soon. We'll see what happens when that happens. It hasn't happened yet, but it was supposed to happen a long time ago, so we'll see. You know what I mean? Like I said, I was the last person on Bang Out Radio, and I'm still here, so we see where it's at this point. All right? So there's that as well. So, again, y'all, but I'm having fun. I just don't like people coming at me all kind of sideways, talking shit and that, whatever. Because, again, if I could be here without no interruptions or anything like that, if I could just say fuck the world and everything, you know, and just do this, I would. Trust me. But, again, I'm not getting paid off of this to do this with y'all. This is free. And this is free for anybody else that comes to fuck with. It's not free for me. It's free for everybody else. Which is cool, though. Because, again, everybody needs somewhere where they can just do what they want to do. This is my chance. I'm willing to pay for it because I'm doing what I want to do. And can't nobody take this from me. You know how many people have tried to take this from me, have tried to, make me feel bad about doing this, make me feel like what I'm doing is not good, it's not positive, it's not helping, you know, in any shape, way, or form. You know what I mean? You know how much bullshit I got to deal with just to keep this on the air and not get paid for it? And, again, not just y'all, it's for me. I need something that I can do, that I can talk. I need real people to talk to. I seem to attract some real motherfuckers when they come through here, when they do actually listen, when they see what I'm about, when they see I'm not about that bullshit. You know, you don't got to like what I got to say, but you can feel me at least a little bit because I don't be on that bullshit. I don't talk no dumbness, and if I don't know nothing about it, I'll at least tell you that, and I'll try to tell you what I think about it, but I'm not about to sit up here and speak on things I don't know and I don't want to, and I don't know nothing about. That's stupid. And I've done a lot of stupid shit in my life already, so I'm not trying to go there either. But, again, just wanted to let y'all know, like, no matter what, though, Bang Out Radio, as long as I'm breathing, it'll be here. If you come to the shows, if I do miss a show here and there, like I said, it's reality. You know, I'm not perfect. I can't be perfect. I wish I could be perfect. There's a lot of things I wish I could do, but I'm just not at that level right now. Because think, if I was getting paid for this, if I was getting chips, you know what I mean, and people invested in this, or, you know, if I had sponsors, again, we don't talk to people about money, because once you talk to people about money, they go elsewhere with shit. So, again, that's why I don't even talk about money, so we can just chill, relax, and like I said, smoke, drink, you know, just we don't got to worry about none of that shit. That's why I don't even trip off of it. But if we was talking about that shit, you know, I would have staff members, you know, I would have people that would make sure that the show stays on. I would have people that would promote why, because, you know, I gotta promote. I gotta set up the shows. I gotta you know, get bios together. I gotta schedule people. I gotta upload music. I have to do all that. On top of do my own thing. I do have a life myself as well. So it's an interesting balance, you know, but. I just wanted to share that with y'all. And like I said, it's a new year, no complaints, not trying to come off asshole-ish. I got all year to do that. So, and actually, I'm in a lot better mode, and I've been in a lot better mood, so it's okay. But I just want y'all to know that, because, again, people get mad at me all the time because they say I speak to y'all, and I keep saying y'all because, like I said, whoever's out there listening, it's just y'all. I speak to y'all more openly than I speak to people that have known me for years. And why do I do that? Because it's radio. Number one, I got to find something to talk about. And number two is, like, they always say you can find the most comfort in strangers. Because, again, what do y'all have to lose? What do y'all have to gain? And then it just serves a purpose. You know, my end, it just serves a purpose. So, yeah, that's my little dialogue for right now, okay? So let's get into a couple more slappers from these independent artists. And by the time we get back, my new beauty of the week should be checked in. So we're going to get things going real quick, and I look forward to hollering at her and see what she got to say tonight. So, yeah, again, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. Y'all know it's Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Be right back.
Oh, yeah, I see. and I ain't used to what you used to. You like them breadcrumb bitches, man, you boo-boo. You claim this pussy throwback, you love it, and I know that. You trying to make a reason for why that dick is so whack. Nigga, you flawless to yourself, yes, you your own fan. If you's a real nigga, not a grown man, laid up at my house, rent free, you should be ballin'. Got a pussy line talking about money calling. You ratchet, how you call him, looking good, but you busted. How I'm in love with a nigga, can't be trusted. You blew your own mind, never thought I'd be a chaser. I'm only after paper, Don Juan couldn't break her. Your eyes grow big when I pick up. You wanna know my game, but you too slow to pick up. I'm trying to have your baby, you took the rubber off your plate. Now you trying to run out, clinic time, I ain't crazy. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. I fuck for cash, but I'm not a hoe. The same way you always hustling, but stay broke. Want me to slob on your musty knob? I got a pen, I got the net, nigga, find a job. All your shine is fake, you waiting on that big break. Just to fall again, fucking with a snowflake. Look, the head is straight, the dick is weak. The little dough you had, you try to floss and spent it last week, bro. I'm tired of paying for your re-up, nigga. Always needing something ass, nigga. I'm tired of you running around like you official. Ain't off of no gas. Want me to come get you, call me back, girl. You the type to get lost unless you got a girl. Picking up your pieces, acting glued to your puzzles. Accepting your phone calls when these hoes hit you with trouble. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that get set up. Nigga, I'm broke.
Say hello to the dirt. I'm a broke nigga, bitch. You a dirt, dirt. You a dirtbag bitch. You a broke ass trick. Don't some dirtbag shit. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? And if I'm broke, who the fuck are you? I'm smoking on this good herb. You smoking stress on the kids' herb. You're not a bad bitch, bitch. You a dessert. All in the dirt with the lizard. You're nothing but a flipper. You a wretched ass bitch plus a stripper.
Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that get set up. Nigga, I'm broke.
DJ, big nuts on your chin. We got some new big doty for that motherfucking ass. Bitch, bend over. Let me get up in it. Doggy style. 187.4.
My heat go clear. Blast those slaps. Put the dick to the clap. It's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just gangsta the boogie to the gas. My heat go clear. Toe slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the baby to the gasoline.
Yeah, it's the big homie. Big Goldy from the car, keep it G, homie. Everywhere I roll through, so blue like corduroy house shoes. In the booth, drop beat rocks. Y'all already know the beat knocks. Beating down street blocks, any beef in the air, and we pop. And I let a nigga have it. Money over bullshit, all about my cabbage. Yeah, I'm living lavish. West Coast beats, I'm a savage. Bang, only classics I'm putting out. And a big dick I'm putting in your bitch's mouth. Getting it like too short. In this rap game, nigga, it's my sport.
West Coast
laughs,
put the dick to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the boogie to the gas. My heat go clear, clap. West Coast laughs, put the kick to the clap. It's like that. Got my ears to the streets. We just catch the boogie to the gas.
My heat
go. Click, clack, 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 like Mitchie Slick. Uh-huh. I'm from Cali, so I'm picky with the sticky shit.
Man, I'm picky.
Hope it ain't about no dollars, you can miss me, bitch. They see me doing my thing, now them haters throwing hissy fits. Oh, you don't smoke? Oh, it ain't your thing. Why they smoking me high when I do my gangster lean? Do my gangster boogie, West Red, same old hoodie. Been doing this for years, see, I ain't no rookie. I'm from a whole nother planet called Oxtina. Certified slapper, get pulled over when the cops see ya. Ink life, tatted up, in my Adidas. Everybody trying to get rich off my ideas.
Shit.
As long as my gang eats, keep my ear to the street, they know my beats ain't cheap. Up on Main Street, hollering at your main squeeze. You wanna hate, please, don't hate me.
West Coast slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the boogie to the cash line. Go click, clap. West Coast slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street.
I'm a certified hustler. I get my paper like ooh wee. This real life, no gangster movie. Keep the 40 on me, but no need for the clicking and clacking. Boosted Corleone, stay active. Smash me on the block on the passenger side. Ain't gon' lie, bitch is still ready to ride. She wanna fuck with the low, suck on the low. Huckleberry Slim, get it in, then I'm gone. So what you gon' do with it? Nader, Nada, probably get a new fitted. I see you want some new shit, but who you kidding? Nate pimpin' or stacking, some motherfucker you spittin'. Try 6-5 on the grind all the time, even when Bootsy, baby, nah-nah. Pepper coming in, singing on my tippy toes. Dodi yo, so Neo, go get him,
man. Right? Go clean, clap. West Coast slap, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the boogie to the cash line. Go clean, clap. West Coast slap, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the boogie to the cash line.
Dividing the weight and the girth of the penis by the angle or the, what do we call it again? The yaw of the shaft, what we finally get is the adjusted penis size, or TMI. Any questions so far? Yes, little girl over there.
What's a penis?
Oh, good question. The penis is the thing we're talking about that boys have that we're measuring. Okay, any other questions? Okay, so then let's move on to the example on your study sheet. How about you? Could you read the first example for the class? Example one, young lady, please read the problem out loud.
Example one, Randy has a penis that is 4.4 inches in length.
4.4 inches?
Its angle is 32 degrees. Its flaccid girth is 1 inch in diameter. His balls are 7 centimeters from the base.
7 centimeters?
Randy notes that the drift of his penis is 4 centimeters to penis right, and its dead weight is 0.5 kilograms.
Great, and so divide by the 17, carry the 1, and we can see that Randy's adjusted penis size, or TMI, is 6.3 inches. Do we got that? Randy's length is 4.4 inches, but his adjusted length is 6.3. So how does our example person, Randy, compare to others on the TMI scale? By referring again to the TMI chart, we see that a TMI of 6.3 is 0.8 inches more than the national average.
This is Slap Sundays with a Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but the slappers. And slapping the stupidity out you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 West Coast time on Bang Out Radio.
That's right. We back. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. And without further ado, something I've been trying to do for a long time, get to holler at this young lady right here, Miss Monique Preston, a.k.a. Misery the Monster. How you doing, Ma?
I'm good. Well, how are you?
Oh, there she is. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm drinking. I'm feeling good. It's a good Sunday. How are you this evening?
I'm great.
That's good. Well, again, before I start asking questions and getting all into you real quick, not in that way, but you know what I mean. But before I start asking questions, why don't you get to let people know a little bit about yourself, where you're from? I mean, because you can definitely talk about yourself better than I can, because, I mean, you never know who's out there listening. Then I'm going to go ahead and dissect this bio, okay? So go ahead and let us know a little bit about you real quick.
Okay, my name is Monique, but I go by Misery the Monster. I'm 25 years old from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a part of a bike group, Adorable Divas. I'm a promo model for a group called NWO. Shout out to the SRL, which is the Southern Rap League.
All right.
And right now, I'm just building my name as a model.
As you said. Okay. Now, number one, of course, because I'm gonna read exactly what it says. The name in no way represents the kind-hearted nature. So I gotta ask off top, why Misery the Monster? I understand the monster part because you look like you could be real dangerous. Don't get it twisted. I mean that in a positive way. But where did it come from? Where did the name come from?
I went through a lot growing up. So in a lot of ways, I felt like a lot of things I went through made me feel miserable, and it kind of transformed me from this extremely sweet person to a monster.
But I mean, in a monster in what way? Like, are you a fighter? You cuss a nigga out type shit? Like, because I only ask because in a lot of ways, when I was reading your bio, I was relating to you in a whole lot of ways because I got bullied a lot as a kid too. Because I used to be the fat kid, you know, and the fat kid always got picked on. So I mean, I felt that in a way too. And it's funny because nowadays I like call myself the Hulk. It's like, you know, you don't want to piss me off. You know, don't. I just got all this built up emotion. Like, don't set me off. But then again, so how are you able to overcome certain things? There's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of people that get bullied, and not a lot of people make it out. You know, a lot of them, I barely made it out myself. Luckily, I had music. Music was my outlet. What was your outlet, or what made you, helped you get through it?
The two main things were honestly me writing. It was like a chance to really escape reality and what I was going through. And my mother. My mother was there for like things. When I used to come home every day crying because of what people would say or what people would do, she was there telling me how pretty I was and how I would make it. Whatever I wanted to do, I could do it, stuff like that. And that's honestly how I overcame all of that.
Well, they was getting on me for being fat. What was it? They called you ugly. I mean, not to bring up old memories and everything, but what did you get picked on about? I mean, of course now, you know, I don't see nothing that anybody could probably pick on you about. But what would they get on you about back then?
Basically, saying I was ugly, because I was dark skinned. So they would say a lot of stuff like calling me like midnight, stuff like that. And it's like now it's nothing I see a problem with, of course. But that was mainly what it was. It was a lot of, you know, oh, you're very ugly, this and that. I didn't have, you know, like the name brand clothes like everybody else, things like that.
Just
a lot of very, very superficial.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, also, like I said, you're able to handle that. And I hope anybody out there listening. Like I said, it's just one of those things that, well, I guess we're lucky in a sense as well. Let me put it that way, because I have family as well. But a lot of people have, you know, family they can go to or family that supports them and things like that either. So that's really good that you have that. And then you went into modeling. Now, when did you discover that modeling was something that you wanted to do? Was it something that, like I said, you said you American Top Model kind of gave you an idea, but Was that what it was? You just saw it on TV and wanted to do it, or did somebody approach you on it, or how did it come about?
I used to pretty much, well, I still do, actually. I went to it a lot. And I was with my mom, and everybody used to say, like, oh, she should model because of the way I walk and stuff. And I was like, really? The same person that's getting called ugly every day should be a model? But that's how it started. And then I was watching like America's Next Top Model, and I was like, hey, that does look kind of fun.
Now,
but I still never like actually fed into it until recently.
Okay, now have any of the people that was talking shit back in the day, have you come across them now, like, ha, 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 look at me now, mother type shit, like fuck you type shit? I'm just curious.
I have gotten a bunch of friend requests on Facebook. That's all I would say.
Oh, friends, but like old high school motherfuckers. Like, I ain't seen this motherfucker since high school, or I ain't seen this person since school type shit, huh? Like, I'm not, see, back then, he didn't want me. Now I'm hot, all up on me. Like,
exactly.
But, okay, see, let's go through the story. We're going through the story of Misery to Monster. Now, see, you know, called ugly, turned up, like, fuck y'all, modeling. And now, author. Now, what's the book about? What you writing about? Is it a life story? Are you doing something else? What's the book about? Where's the author come in there?
I've actually been writing since I was about 13, and I finished a lot of stuff, and it was just, like I said at the time, it was just like an escape from reality. It wasn't something I actually thought that I could do. And then as I got older, and especially with modeling, networking, and meeting new people, it's like, hey, you really can't do this. So I have a bunch of stuff just, like, saved on my computer that I work on when I'm stressed or going through different things. And it's, the more I read it, it's like, okay, I can do this. So the book that I'm planning to publish this year.
No, my fault. What's the book about? Yeah, what do you say you've been writing. So what do you do? You write, like, short stories? It's like a autobiography? You're keeping, like, notes of your own life? Like, what kind of book is it?
It's nothing about my own life. I mean, some of it has to do with things that I've been through. Not my life in particular, no.
I'm thinking like some Best Man Holiday stuff, you know what I mean? I don't want you to get beat up over a book or nothing, you know, trying to write about people and everything like that. You know, people don't like that. You know, just...
No. How to tell all, not nothing like that.
So, and then also growing up, now born and raised in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, never traveled, they gotten out of there, what's it like out there? I've never been. I'm trying to get my travel on myself. What's it like growing up out there?
Let's see. It's different. You kind of, when you grow up here, it's normal. There's no way to explain it.
Okay,
like,
it's
a normal. Yeah. Like, I lived in Atlanta for about a year, and it was completely different from here. But it still doesn't help me, like, explain my life here.
Because it's all, yeah, because it's just natural. Yeah, I guess, like, same thing over here. People be like, what's L.A. like? Like, I mean, it's L.A. What the fuck you want me to do? Like, I guess, my
exactly.
Bad. Oh. So what else? So what are we looking forward to this year? What do you want? What are some of the things? Because it seems like, you know, you're very dedicated, you're focused. What are some of the things people need to look out for this year? From Misery to Monster, what do they need to make sure they check out for?
Of course, the book is called Deceit. Hopefully, I want to have it done by my birthday, which is in August. But if not, definitely before Christmas. And this summer I plan to drop a T-shirt line that not too many people knew about until right now. And all of that will kind of feed off of my name as well.
Thank you. See, everybody, it's okay. Everybody likes the world premiere stuff here on Bang Out Radio. So you know where you heard it first, the T-shirt line from Misery to Monster. See, you heard it first on Bang Out Radio. I'm going to make sure people know that. Man, crazy. And where can people find you if they want to get in contact with you, highlight you about something, you know, link up about anything, you know, trying to get these networking things going and doing as much as I can on my end. Where can people find you?
I have a fan page on Facebook, which you would put in facebook.com/workingwithamonster. You can message me on there. It comes direct to my phone. Email me, of course, miserythemonster@gmail.com. And then I'm also on Instagram, which is also miserythemonster.
Oh, it's real simple, real easy. That's good. Well, Misery, like I said, I'm having a great time. Like I said, I'm not asking you to go. You're more than welcome to stay. But, you know, I don't like keeping people that don't like to be kept. If you got time, You're more than welcome to hang out for the rest of the show, kick some shit, see, take some calls maybe, see where the rest of the night goes, or are you busy?
No, I'm free. Let's do it.
Shit. Here we go. All right. Well, Ms. Edamasa hanging out with the Dagger tonight. Remember, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me or Ms. Edamasa, Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. But right now, we're about to get into Dagger's double play because, again, I don't want y'all to forget. I don't just do radio. I do music as well. So if you need 16, I got y'all. All right, don't trip. I got this one right here, and then I got a world premiere for y'all coming in just a second. Be right back with Misery to Monster. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Yeah. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he want your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Reds walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after the fuck. Come on, he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I didn't get. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after the fuck.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me live along your next flow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the Dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after the fuck. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after.
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titty sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might have to suck. He get you wet, I get you wet.
World premiere. Coming soon off the Dagger's Anti-Hater mixtape, all right? Make sure y'all check it out. Paranoid. Nah, let's go.
Here we go.
anti-hater music. Keep telling y'all about this shit, man. 4DB Witty, aka the motherfucking Dagger. Y'all know what's up. Paranoid never, way too witty and clever. Bitches say they love me cause nobody's fucking them better. Then they realize it's more than one, here come all the extras. Cuss words, tears, text calls, all the lectures. Make them bitches take a seat, get up in a room deep. Make the pussy spring a leak, look at you, you dead sweet. Started off with talking shit, then you went to sucking dick. If I'm the one that's ignorant, I'm fucking with her. Wouldn't make sense with two pennies and a quarterback. I'd have had them all, from the models to the gutter rats. Best believe they movie fat, but they trash like did a boy. Never see my dollar sign. You paranoid, West, no fresh, know how I make the lobby look. All the bitches in this motherfucker out my phone book. See me, do I look shook? Cody B, don't give a hoot. What these bitches gonna do? Grab a gun, start to shoot. Oh, I thought she did, but I'm high just to be. Calm my nerves a little bit, smoke a blunt, have a drink. Never know what bitches think. I got a little jitters when I'm in the lobby. All the bitches wanna own a nigga. And just to beat again, made my heart jump. Cause I'm drunk, talking to the bitches with a plump rump. So be confident, that's it, fuck the other bitch. And if you really with it, then let's go and fuck the other.
All my bitches turn up, but they can't stand each other. But someone might get fucked up, but I'm still not paranoid.
If I was you, I'd be paranoid, nigga. Why?
Cause I'm smoking, I'm drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking. Try something, bitch, I'm hoping. Oh shit, she caught me looking. It wasn't me, and no, I wasn't kissing on the bitch. She was kissing me.
Who's my number? Never call.
40B, me bouncing off these flippers like a pinball. I want them all when I be on, that's my Dr. Zeus tip. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. Black, white, yellow bitch, brown, red, any bitch except the fat bitch. She will never get the dagger dick. I fuck you here and over there. Bed, car, floor, chair, plane, train, bus. Cause I'm with it and I don't care. You can keep the evil stairs. You want a trip, it's whatever, but it never happens.
Why?
All my bitches, all my bitches turn up, but they can't stand each other.
I don't know why
you don't get it. Someone might get fucked up, but I'm still not paranoid.
I'm not
scared about what
people may do.
But I'm smoking, I'm drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking. Try something, bitch, I'm hoping. I'm smoking, I'm drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking. Try something, bitch, I'm hoping.
There it is. I keep telling y'all all the time, man, look, I gave y'all this song right here, this is for y'all, all right? Because look, when Dagger turns up, when he goes to the function, when he goes to a party, he invites everybody. Everybody come get the invite, you know what I mean? So you never know who may show up. So if you're about to be about that, and you're going to be about that, then be about that. If not, shut the fuck up, turn up, and enjoy yourself. Haha, 4DB with.
What? Quack, dynamite! I see that roundhouse kick still packs a punch.
Dennis Flynn, what did Black Dynamite tell you honkies from the CIA about interrupting his kung fu?
Nothing, Black Dynamite. You've told us not to ever interrupt your seductions, your interrogations, and your jumping of rope, but never your kung fu. That might have been someone else.
Well, from now on, add my kung fu to the honkies from the CIA's list. Not to interrupt, you dig?
Very well. Black Dynamite, this is about Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam, a.k.a. Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam.
Yeah, good old Vietnam. I remember all four of those places like it was yesterday. The fighting, the jungle, the gun, it was like a dream. I could still smell the shrapnel.
That ain't shrapnel. I think that's honeybee barbecue.
Look, I know how much you miss Vietnam, Black Dynamite, and we pulled the plug before you could do the impossible, which we already know you're capable of. But we need you, Black Dynamite. We need you to go back to Vietnam.
Black Dynamite, what's Vietnam?
A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. Still, Penny, Black Dynamite's gonna need you to shut the f*** up when grown folks is talking, okay?
What's up, it's your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. LA West Coast all day.
Yeah, we back, y'all. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, with my newest beauty of the week, Miss Misery the Monster, aka Monique Preston. Still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, make sure we all still in the building. You got to make sure before we get things rolling. Now, Which would you prefer, Monique, Miss Preston, Misery, Monster? I want to make sure I at least address you the right way for the room. Which would you prefer?
Either Monique or Misery.
All right, we're going to go with Misery. I don't like Misery because I've just gotten over being depressed, but we're gonna roll with that. All right, Misery. Now, we're at the part of the show. Like I said, you done chose to hang out. Now, can I ask you a few questions? I just want to see who I'm kind of dealing with on some real, because we're on some real shit now. You know, the interview part, so, you know, that was for everybody else. Now we talking. All right? Like, we good? Okay, I want to ask a few questions, okay? Is that
all
okay?
Right, we can.
All right, let's do it. All right, it's going to be like 20 questions. Number one, first. Now, are you repping team single or you got somebody you're dealing with right now?
I am single.
Yeah, okay. All right, kids, no kids?
I have two kids that I love with everything in me.
Oh, shit. Okay. See, that's even better. Like I said, doing what you're doing on top of having two kids, that's a thumbs up. Like, see, most people use that as an excuse. Let's keep going. This might weed, no weed. 420 friendly or no 420?
No 420, sir.
Yeah, that's okay. You got obligations, though. So, see, you can get away with that. It's okay. See, I don't got no kids. I'll be smoking my ass off. But it's okay. Okay, but... Do you sip? And when you do sip, what do you prefer to sip?
Yes, I do. And I honestly prefer Di Serrano.
Wait, what?
That I do. What? And I prefer
Di Serrano. Di Serrano. I guess I missed that one. I got to figure out what that is. I want some of that. I got to figure out what that is. I need a picture of that shit so I can give you some. Okay. All right. Now... Well, here's what I want to do then now. See, I know how to deal with that. Before, I don't want to keep you off to myself because we're going to open up these phone lines. Because some people are trying to call in. So straight out, now here's how the phone lines work, y'all. For those that have called in before, I'm going to just say area code. Then I'm going to say the last four digits of your number. All right, I'm not going to blow up y'all spot like that. And then you'll know that it's you. So straight out the 904-7341. You got Dagger. What it do? Yeah. Hello. See why this doesn't work. 904-7341. You got Dagger. What it do?
Phone number.
See. It's okay. We try. I just get the monster to myself. It's okay. Now, see, monster. Here's what we do. We don't wait on people. I don't got time to sit up and wait for people. Now, here's what we do on Sundays. We try to slap, like I said, the stupidity out of people because people be out there doing some dumb shit. And especially when the ladies come through, when the models come through, I know there's a lot of dumb shit that you have to deal with on a daily basis. Now, but we're also trying to help people. You know, and even though people don't listen, you know, people are always about, because see, I don't like people as a whole. In the first place, I don't like people. You know, some of them is cool, but as a whole,
I'll put you on that.
People is fucked up as a whole. You know, I don't roll with people as a whole. So, but what's some shit that's been, I don't know, maybe lately going on or shit that you see going on in the world right now that people really got you fucked up on? You know what I mean? Like, no, they got me, you know, because a lot of people got me fucked up on shit. What's some shit people got you fucked up on?
Honestly, the biggest thing for me right now is basically this black-on-black crime. Like, y'all complain about people killing us, and then y'all turn around and y'all shooting each other. That just makes no damn sense to me at all.
But you know what? This shit even work, man. But then let a white person kill a black person, and all black people want to ride together and everything like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, nah. Plus that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, no disrespect to, like, you know, Trayvon and, you know, and recently some other little black kid got, and in your area, hold on, I just thought of that. You're in Florida. Y'all got that stand your ground law down there, right? Ain't that how people getting away with murder down there? They standing their ground? Ain't that what's happening down there?
Some people.
So, that shit is fucking crazy. That's what I just thought about. Yeah, see,
we had, We've had two people get off using it and one get 20 years for using it. It's sad to say, but in that case, it was a black woman.
How does that law actually really work? Do you know, like I said, I don't be too much into politics. As long as somebody's attacking you, then you can kill them. Is that basically what it is? Is that how it works? Because I know everybody probably down there should know this law at this point.
I have no idea how it works, and I honestly think that this so-called justice system also has no idea how it works.
Because this shit is the craziest shit, and it amazes me. Like, the only politics I get is out of cartoons, because I watch the type of cartoons that make fun of the shit that's going on in everyday life. So I was watching an episode of South Park, and they were talking about how how was the stand your ground law. This motherfucker, this kid drew a circle on the ground in spray paint and just dared the dude to come and made the dude walk towards him. And as soon as he stepped in the circle, he shouted, talking about I was standing my ground. I'm like, this guy, I know they're exaggerating, but the way from the stories that I have seen and the things that I have caught, it's a real thin line down there you guys got going on down there in Florida. I'm kind of scared to come to Florida, actually. Y'all got hurricanes and shit down there. Like, it's...
three specific cases that I actually can say anything about. And that's the Trayvon Martin case, which everybody pretty much knows what happened with that.
Right.
Jordan Davis was a year ago. He was shot basically because he was playing his music too loud and the guy didn't like it.
So
and
he was standing
as you know, he was charged.
No, go ahead. So yeah. He was trying to stand his ground because of music. That's how he got how did he get off on that?
They were playing the music too loud and they got into an argument about it, and he said during this argument that Jordan so-called threatened him. And this time when he threatened him, he said he felt, you know, scared for his life. And that's what made him fire into the vehicle, which Jordan was not the only teenager in the vehicle. There were three others. But Jordan wasn't the only one that actually died.
And what happened with the female? You said the female actually got charged? You said there was a female story, something happened with her?
Yes, that's Marissa Alexander. She was being abused by her husband. She fired a warning shot in the air. And they said they basically gave her 20 years for it, and she was using the same so-called law.
Wait. She didn't even shoot him? She just shot a warning shot, and they gave her 20 years?
Exactly.
That's crazy. So she just got 20 years just for shooting a gun. That's what she got 20 years for, basically just for shooting a gun.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's...
Right now, they're in the process of trying to retry her case. So she's out, like, on bond with the, like, on house arrest and all this other stuff. But she was actually away in prison for a while. While the other two people who have actually killed people pretty much got off for murder.
And like you said, there were two white dudes. The other two guys was white, right?
I believe Zimmerman was like Hispanic or something, but he wasn't black, so you can say.
Well, yeah, he ain't black. Yeah, if they ain't black, they ain't white. And if they ain't black or Chinese, they white. But nah. Oh, man, it just goes to show you. No, this ought to be interesting. Hold on, we got another call calling in, but their number's blocked. Block numbers are always interesting. Hello, block number. How you doing? You got the dagger. What it do?
Shout out to Misery the Monster. Smoke neck is that right here? Straight about that Bay LA, boy.
What it do, man? Who this?
Okay.
Who this? See what I mean? You got fans, too. You got crazy fans. See, they call, do that, and then hang up. They could have listened to it, but you never know what's good. You never know what's going to happen. Or do you got stalkers?
Yeah.
I've been dealing with stalkers lately. Was that a fan or was that a stalker, Misery? Did you know who that was?
I have no idea who that was, honestly.
Uh-oh. Misery got stalkers. Oh shit. Hold on, we need to take a moment. You good, safe? Nobody following you anywhere? You somewhere safe, right, Misery? Because like I said, that was one of your people. I said it. Whenever anybody calls from a block number to this show, it's like you already know that. Or actually, do you even accept block calls? I don't even accept block calls in the first place. Like, on your phone, do you accept block calls?
Block calls do not come through on my phone. It will hang up. You can't even leave a message. It's going to hang up on you.
That's what I thought. You know what I mean? Let's see, over here, it's always interesting, so you never know. But here's somebody that wants to talk. Let's see. Straight out your area again, straight out the 904-0302. You got Dagga and the Monster. What to do?
What's up?
Misery.
What's
up? Who's this?
Nah, I'm team Misery all day. Like, I'm like your biggest fan, and you ain't even know it. I love you. I love you. I know you keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So who are you hanging out, or are you just coming to get Misery or props real quick and then you gonna run away like the last call?
I mean, like, I just came to get her props. That's it.
All right, well, that's fine. Well, thank you for checking in. Make sure you tell your friends that Misery's over here hollering at the Dagga, so they need to come over here and give her props, too, and she get props all day. Oh, man, Misery, look at you. Misery, you're popular out there, girl. See, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. I really am. But let's get in a couple more songs real quick. We'll get a couple of songs. My drink's kicking in. You got to excuse me. I'm getting mumble-mouthed. Mumble-mouthed. Is that a word? I don't think that's a word, but it's okay. I make up words. I ain't going to get no Scrabble points with that one, I don't think. So I got to choose another one. But all right, like I said, we'll be back. Slash Sunday, the Dagga, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Misery the Monster hanging out. Dagga's the Beauty of the Week. We'll be right back. 661-621-7559. Holla at him.
Motherfucker, I'm so ill they should put me in a quarantine. I've been spitting like this since 17. Yeah, fly young niggas with a cool team. Now we pop bottles, living our dreams. Yeah, Andre Arnaz, don't be confused with. Man, your bars ain't hot, they been extinguished. Yeah, I'm getting money, that's instinctive. And my yellow diamond chain is distinctive. My balls pull up in the Bentley, squeeze off till it's empty. I ain't talking about the millie, talking about them chicks that's with me. Yeah, I'm ill in a good way. Lemonade all off in my Bombay. And my switcher full of grape juice. And I just lined a blunt with some Grey Goose. Yeah, I told y'all I turn up in the club with a bottle and a nigga still double cup.
I'm ill and high as fuck, fly as fuck, I got the bird flu. I'm in dire need of white blood cells and some Theraflu. Or a tab of airborne, flow going airborne. Because the kush is louder than a fucking air horn. Nigga, I be spitting bacteria. Grab a tray and get in line, this is the cafeteria. I'm serving every starving artist slacking criteria. Leave them in the cold to rot like Jews in Siberia. Konzentration Lager Auschwitz. Concentration camp for niggas that had swag and lost it. Like Allen Iverson or Shine from Bad Boy. If Lamar battled him, Lamar would destroy. I also dismantle and take charge, cause I'm bold and I'm ill, no cure. Call me the common code. Mosin Rath is my title, my rhyme book is my Bible. And yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but my skills have no rivals, nigga.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
My makeup, that's not my baby, you don't have no fear. I'll always be here, always be here. I'll look up and you disappear. Now I'm standing around. Across my face you see my shame. In my heart I feel the pain. Now the tears replay. Make up for my pain. I love you but I hate the game. I guess the things will never change. You can't keep messing up my makeup.
We're back. The Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Chilling with my newest beauty of the week, Miss Misery the Monster. Still good?
Yes, sir. Still here.
All right. For sure, make it so. You got an excuse for that little pause right there. I'll be forgetting. I should be on mute. I'll be talking to myself, realizing why people can't hear me. And it just takes a. I blame the alcohol. That's me. But anyway. Now, Miz, let me ask you this real quick, because again, I'm trying to help people. Now, I find myself talking to the realest people on these shows, on my shows. Again, I don't know why I attract the realest people. It seems on radio. In my real life, I come across the dumb motherfuckers sometimes, but over here, I come across some real people. So, let me ask you this: like I said, you're repping Team Single right now. Now, what is wrong with niggas? Because, I mean, I talk about females all day. It's real easy for me to do that. I sit here and talk about what's wrong with these ladies and everything. So, but I'm curious, on the female side of things, like, because I feel like a lot of people are lazy. You know, I feel like morals are out the window. I feel like goals, you know, the goals of trying to get with somebody or trying to get at somebody are all different now and everything. And I don't know. Like I said, Jerry, you're a little younger than me. Maybe you're looking at things a little differently. Like, what's wrong with people nowadays? Or am I just too Am I just too analytical?
Honestly, I agree. Everybody feels like, you know, that they're going to get played or something, so everybody's playing games. Nobody's keeping it real anymore.
Now, see, and that's the crazy part because, again, what I've always said, what I've said, and what I've said many times is that the crazy, in order to trust somebody, you have to actually trust them. But nobody, everybody that's been fucked over and nobody, and it seems like, you know, it's like, it's all about who can play the game better. You know, and but who's playing? Who wants to play this shit? Is this shit fun? Is this what's hot in the streets right now? Is this what, you know, and it's crazy because it always goes back to, like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, not to sound really old than a motherfucker, but that's what they be saying, or old people be saying. Because it's like, whose fault is it first? I say it's women's fault. You know, girls be like, nah, it's niggas' fault. Yeah, niggas will say it's females' fault and blase this, that. I'm going to blame it on women. And that's just me. And why do I say that? Because, I say women have the power. I've said that many. I've been saying that for years. But I also say at the same time, women do the dumbest shit with that power. And they give that power up to the wrong motherfuckers, or they do some crazy shit with that, you know, with that power. But they do have the power. And since they have the power, I feel the blame falls with the women. That's just how I feel. And again, that's no disrespect to any ladies or anything out there, but it's just that because I just love women too much. You know what I mean? And it's just that I hate to see what women are becoming. It's not even, you know, you can't even call women women anymore. Because, I mean, just because you got a pussy don't mean you a woman. You know what I mean? That's just how I'm feeling lately, you know? And I don't feel that there's any disrespect or anything wrong with that. Because again, when I start talking and when I get all my moments and everything like that, because people want to be like, he an asshole, this, that. But it's like, if this doesn't apply to you, then you're not going to be upset about what I'm saying. And if it does apply to you, then you need to probably switch some things around and think about a few things. That's just, again, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between women, you know, hoes, bitches, rats, that are, you know, all these kind of things or whatever. Now, I can sit here and point out these differences all day. But there are very few women in the world left nowadays. Just again, at the same time, just like I meant to say, there are very, very few men, actual men out there in the world. Like, I guess it can go both ways. But I'm more so scared. I mean, I don't get scared that much. I'm just really scared. But hold on real quick. I'll tell you why I'm scared in a second. Who we got? This is a new area code. Straight out the 773-4286. You got Dagger in the Monster. What it do?
Hey, what's up? It's Anaya. How are you?
Hi, Sanaya. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm calling in to support me to Ms. Vita Monster.
There it is. Okay. You got something to give it? Look, so you're getting all the props tonight, girl. See, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. It's okay. Y'all go ahead and talk.
I'll be jealous.
It's okay. Y'all go ahead and talk. I'm just going to sit back and sip my drink. And then, hey, when two ladies get together, hey, I just sit back and watch and see what happens. So I'm not tripping. Don't trip. I'm going to sip my drink. I'm good. It is not a problem.
Okay. So I think you were talking about like, what's wrong with relationships and what the big issue is. I think the biggest problem that we have is social networking. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with that. The social networking just gets motherfuckers caught. There's a problem.
No. Hold on, wait. Let me see when I say that, though. Because, like, instead of having actual conversations, now we're tweeting, we're texting, we're Facebooking, as opposed to having actual conversations. And things can get misled and misconstrued in just a basic text or an email or whatever. So we're not talking anymore. That's the biggest problem that we're having. That's why we have that communication issue. Now, in terms of people getting caught, that's your dumbass putting stuff on Facebook that you shouldn't put on Facebook. I mean, and there's that comes back to the whole loyalty issue in the first place. Because if you're secure in your relationship, you shouldn't give a damn that your girl has guy friends on Facebook. That shouldn't matter to you because you know that that's your lady or that's your man.
Here we go. All right, here we go. I got you. I'm with you.
Here we go, nothing.
No. I'm with you. Don't get it misconstrued. Like I said, is this a little bit of Drake in my system? I'm with you, but I just see it a little bit different. Now, the first part, yes.
Okay.
Social network is fucked up, I believe, across the board, period, because, again, it just makes people, oh, shit. Damn it. Hold on. Sorry. Almost dropped my phone. Damn it. Shit.
I was listening.
Yeah.
This is the phone tonight.
About to get animated tonight, but no, okay. Number one, yeah, social media makes people lazy, just period, lazy across the board. When a motherfucker can sit back, see, again, I'm, like I said, at my age, I'm 31. It's not even that old, but at least I always say in my time frame, I actually saw, you know, I remember when the internet first started, and I've seen it
right.
All just happen, you know. I'm in that generation where I've seen it, but when it wasn't there, and where it's at now. So I've seen both sides of it. Now, motherfuckers is lazy. I used to like going out to the parties, clubs, whatever, and that's where you would jib at a girl, or if you saw her here or there, whatever, you was out in public, and you had to talk.
Yes.
You had to say something. You had to,
right.
if you was a lying-ass motherfucker, you know your body swag had to be on point and everything like that. You had to really be on point with everything, you know, because if you face with somebody, it's easy to see, you know, if they on that bullshit, you know, their body mannerisms, you know, if you know how to read somebody and look at somebody or whatever when they're talking to you, then you can get a read off of somebody. You know, that's just how it was.
Right.
Now, like I said, all these motherfuckers out here flashing all this money, all these cars that ain't theirs. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers on Instagram and
right.
shit.
Married money.
That. Photoshopping,
uh-huh.
You know, photoshopping shit and everything. And that's just niggas. These bitches is just as bad, too. Yeah, you're right. But for what? Again, I'm with you. What are you doing it for? For what? To get a like?
Right.
Okay, you got all the like. You got 1,000 likes.
Exactly.
Likes. So fucking what? You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't get that. So, yes, it makes motherfuckers lazy as fuck. And then on top of that, but again, when it comes to Facebook, though, at least with me, if I'm in a relationship, I'm with somebody. And what happened?
I said it also attracts the wrong kind of people.
That too.
Right. If you're trying
because
to do all that kind of mess, yeah, absolutely.
You you never know who you actually truly dealing with, and then you wonder why people get fucked over. And then you see all these people talking about, oh, I met this nigga off of Facebook and this that or whatever, and it just makes shit
that's
worse
crazy.
Because now this. You know what I mean? But it makes shit worse. You think you're getting fucked over in person. You really think a motherfucker on Facebook ain't going to fuck you over? You know what I mean? Shit like that. And then,
exactly.
Again, you're inviting people into certain shit. Like Facebook do some fucked up shit. Like if I want to fuck with someone from my phone, you know, Facebook can tell on you. You know, Facebook can tell on you, and you don't even know
yep.
Facebook is telling you when you look at it. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
Yeah. Because I be trying to post this. I be posting shit up sometimes or whatever. You know, I be at my phone, when I post it up on my phone, you know, they do the tag shit of where you're located, at least what city you're in and everything like that. Now, I stay in L.A.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But sometimes I be out in Long Beach and shit. And then it'd be funny as fuck because then I would post some shit, and then I'll get some random text somewhere like, what the fuck are you doing there and everything like that. Like, are you serious, number one? Why are you talking? You know what I mean? Why are you hawking my shit like that? That's some stalker shit, too, on top of it. It's just Facebook
exactly.
All fucked up, dude. Again, I can talk about Facebook all day, too. That's something, like I said, Slash Sundays. Facebook is dumb as fuck. We all use it. We all network with it, blah, blah, this, that. But don't all y'all that live on Facebook and through your
that's
Instagram and through your Twitter and all this, there's something fucking wrong with you. And I'm saying it now. There's something wrong
right.
with you. And yeah, I said it. So if anybody got something to say,
yeah,
I'm right here,
absolutely.
Stay on radio. But there's something wrong with you.
I mean, the whole thing is that the point of social networking is to take those relationships that you make online offline and turn them into business relationships. It's about networking. It's not supposed to be about the whole dating situation any freaking way.
And look at how it started. Like I said, when Facebook first started, y'all know Facebook was for to stay in contact with family, friends. That's what it was originally for. It
yeah,
was legit.
College, right.
Keeping in touch
exactly.
with your family and everything like that. Now they got Once porn hits these social sites, then you know the social site is done. Because now Facebook,
oh,
I mean, you got all these secret sites. You got all this ass spread around everything. Yeah, like, come on, you got everything. You got all these motherfuckers posting up random fight videos from other people. Once it gets that big, once it gets that big, that the integrity that it started off with is already gone, and that shit is no longer useful. That's how I see it. Again, at first it was useful. My first page, like I said, my very first page that I had when I was with Facebook first started. Like, you know, I have my little business outfit on. I only have family. You know, you only have friends that you really knew and family members that you really knew. You know what I mean? Now everybody is just everybody all over their shit. Now I do it because, again, I'm doing it for radio. I'm on Facebook so y'all can see what the Dagger be doing every now and then, so y'all can know when the shows is on, so I can holler at some beauties of the week, so I can see. It's for networking. I'm using it for networking. You will never find anything on my Facebook that will have me be like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble, bothering, or nothing, because I don't live on Facebook like that. So it's not going to happen.
Right.
But, again, like you were saying, these people that are doing all this, and then, like I said, you get caught on Facebook, you a dumbass motherfucker. See, me personally, I don't do a lot of shit on Facebook or whatever, but... But at the same time, if I know there's somebody I care about on Facebook, I automatically block their Facebook page, and I block their for mine. I just automatically do it because I just don't want to feel some type of way. Maybe she may post up something that may get to me a little bit, and I just don't want to see that shit. You know what I mean? Because, again, it's not my – you know how they say it's not – don't be on my shit if you can't handle what I'm saying. The same exact thing I be saying. Sometimes I post some shit on my shit, and motherfuckers be coming at me stuff. About what I post. Nigga, stay the fuck off my shit if you don't like what I'm saying. So to eliminate that problem, I just block it. But then they get mad. I'm like, I'm trying to do something positive.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is, why don't you have to block them, though? Like, what is the issue that you'd have with them posting stuff?
There you go.
I mean,
there you go.
I think those people are way too sensitive.
I am sensitive. I have a sensitive side. No, I mean, I can admit
that.
Okay,
if you're sensitive, then at least you admit it.
I admit it, but that's what I do. So too.
Okay,
since I'm sensitive and I don't want to worry about what your ass may post on your Facebook, I'm going to block your ass. Because, again, I got 1,000 or so friends on my friends list, and a lot of the people I actually know in some shape, way, or form. But I mean, it's more business on mine. Like I said, I may only know them through Facebook.
Right.
Like the monster. I've talked to her now. I consider her cool. If I ever go to Facebook, if I ever get out to Florida, I'm gonna see what's up. Can we go out where the party's at? I'm gonna ask her what's up. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. But that's the kind of relationships I built, you know. But everybody else who I don't talk to or whatever, anything like that, all my friends or whatever, all my page or whatever, that's just who they are. They're just there, you know. And so it's just, if you choose to have that, like, this is what I'm doing, and that's what I'm doing again. Everybody uses what they do for different things. So what I'm doing for mine, I'm trying to make connections. You know, with all these people calling in, with the artists that I talk to, whatever, you know, if I was on some baller status, I would use Facebook to set up a tour from the West to the East Coast, stopping through all the states that I know people in, and, man, get shit turned up. I ain't there yet, but we're going to try to make it happen. But what y'all motherfuckers out here doing, the shit that I be seeing, I don't care that your heart, you know, do you see some of the posts?
Oh, no, even not.
I don't want to start blasting people, but again, y'all, every day, there's somebody or somewhere. It's like, man, I need to delete this motherfucker right here because this motherfucker's on that bullshit.
Exactly. But that's the cool thing about Facebook. It's like you can't choose your family, but you can choose your Facebook friends, and that's the easiest thing. That's the best thing on Facebook. It's block and delete. It's real simple. So if you're having a problem with your timeline, I have people bitching all the time, oh, I got so much drama on my Facebook because you allow that shit. I don't have drama on my Facebook because if I see something wrong and I'm thinking we're having the problem, then you're blocked and deleted because I don't need you in my life, obviously. Or if
there
I see some negative crazy shit tagging me, you block and delete it. That's how we fix that. The whole reason that I actually called into the show was because I was looking at
I will block the hell out of somebody.
I saw this girl.
And when people,
right, and I saw you posting about the trial or whatever. And I was like, well, let me call in and see and support or whatever. But I don't, but I see people like that on my page, people that are doing positive things, people that I know are making moves, people that are being inspirational. That's why I keep my page, and that's why my Facebook page stays good.
Yeah, and mine, I love mine because I love the craziness. You know what I mean? With me, the fact that I don't care makes it so much, like I said, post up what you want on my page, tag whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Because like I said, it's not for that. It's for me to look at how crazy some people can be. That's what I do it for. I make it so I can see how crazy motherfuckers
right.
is. But there's some crazy motherfuckers in the world.
Right.
And I need to keep track
True.
Of some of y'all. But at the same time, it's fun. I mean, it's fun if you use it for fun. Because, again, and these people, like people that be having Facebook beef. You know, I've actually literally
oh my God.
Go to war over shit that I didn't either post it or a picture maybe or something like that, or somebody liked it or somebody left a comment and somebody else didn't like the comment that person left. So, I mean, literally, Facebook
right?
beef.
Oh
like,
my God.
Are you serious?
They be going, and it's like, really, it's not that serious. Really, it's crazy.
And they're going... And they go hard, and it's like y'all going hard, number one, on my page, and then they get mad at me because I'm not picking a side. I don't want y'all lying. I don't want y'all going to war.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is y'all tripping
off of? Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, how are you going to get mad because somebody is posting this picture if it's because it was whatever they wanted to post? But it depends. But, like, if it's some negative, ignorant shit, then you just gone. That's how we end that whole conversation. We're just done. Don't tag me in no mess because the problem that I've seen, like, when it comes to any kind of social networking, when you Google yourself, if you check out and see, like, everything that you're tagged in, it comes up on Google. So you want to make sure you pay attention to what the hell you're getting tagged in because that fucks up your reputation.
I be telling motherfuckers, don't tag me. That's why I don't even like going out with people because everybody, I don't like going out with people nowadays, especially with young people. Because, you know these young cats nowadays and everything. I'm all at the club and everything trying to party. You know, I might be on some low-key shit and the motherfucker take a picture and want to tag me on the Instagram or some shit or whatever. Just give away
and all on Facebook.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Got me you know, like, the fuck up out of here. This is what I mean. It's just, like I said, and the one thing I heard from somewhere, I don't know where I heard it, so I'm not going to take credit for this, but it made a lot of sense. It was that everybody's privacy is gone. You know what I mean? We're going to be living in a world soon where there will be no privacy. Everything you do, everything you say,
right.
you know, whatever happens, somebody's going to have it recorded somewhere. It's going to be put up somewhere. Everybody's going to be able to, there's just no. And you imagine the people, like I said, the kids that are coming up in this shit now, when this is all that they know. You know what I mean? I think I'm pretty lucky
right.
that I know what life was like before all of this. There are kids coming up now that this is
right.
all that they know. This is all that they're going to know.
Exactly.
They grew up.
Yep. I can tell you that. I have a 6-year-old and they use phones like it's nothing.
That's what I said. My 2-year-old fucking niece. My 2-year-old niece. I say this story all the time. She loves my fucking iPhone. She loves it. She loves any. She loves the iPad. She'll sit there. And then I don't know how she does it. She doesn't see me do it. There have been women all my life that have been trying to break the code on my phone. You know what I mean? That try to break and get in my phone or whatever. I leave it lying around.
I broke the code on your phone.
My 2-year-old niece, I don't know what she did or whatever. I don't know if she saw me playing on my phone or saw me unlock it. My phone was locked. I left that shit lying around. I walked back in. She had unlocked my phone, was all in the games, and they were doing all kinds of shit. Could have called China for all I knew.
Man.
And I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm saying, it's just what it is. You know, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know if I'm scared. I don't know if I'm worried. It's just not going to be a good thing. It's not going to be a good thing. You know what I mean? Because it's gonna eventually come to that point where there's gonna be that line drawn. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers that know all about technology and is all into that or whatever, the motherfuckers is like, we don't need that shit. There's gonna be the line drawn eventually,
right?
And there's gonna be like, what side of the line are we gonna be on? Because this shit is getting out of hand. That's just how I feel. That's just where I'm at with it. It's getting out of hand. It's way too much.
Huh.
The motherfuckers, you see all these videos, like I said, the motherfuckers is getting killed and beat up. over Twitter beef and this and that. You know what I mean? Some motherfuckers are getting arrested because they're posting up the crimes that they're doing on Instagram and shit and everything. Yeah. It's like they got whole divisions at police departments now that are just their whole job is to sit and watch
social media,
Facebook, Instagram. That's their job to sit there and watch y'all shit all day. And this is what we're at now. This is where we're at. Dumb as fuck. This is why I smoke weed. This is why I drink. This is why I watch cartoons. You know what I mean?
As a parent, it's something to really worry about, though.
I mean, it's a
huge problem now because I think, like, especially when it came to the whole bullying situation, like, it used to be a thing where you could, like, you know, if you're having issues at home, at school, you could come home and that was your refuge. Now, because you have to be online because for school, you know, you have to deal with the emails or the whatever and all that kind of stuff.
It makes it ten times worse.
You can't get away from it.
The bullying, motherfuckers is getting bullied. And then the shit is getting broadcasted on the internet because somebody else is recording this motherfucker. I gotta admit, so you really can't escape it. And you know, once it's on the internet, it's there. So I mean, you can't get away. There's motherfuckers killing themselves for cyberbullying, like because motherfuckers is all
social
networks. Like, come on, like it's ridiculous. But what I do like, and I'll admit it, I like the videos. You see the motherfucking bullies trying to bully people, and then they're getting their ass whooped, and they end up getting their ass whooped. I like those.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Those are dope. I like those. You know what I mean? But at the same time, with everything going on, it just really comes down to personal responsibility. That's my main thing. No matter what, it always comes down to the individual. No matter what your upbringing is, no matter what your the people you're around, it's hard to blame the parents, the kids. I don't never point the finger because they always say when you point the finger, you got like three more pointing back at you. So I'm never the motherfucker to point the finger at somebody. But I do hold people responsible for their actions because no matter what, there's some point in your life where you're thinking for yourself and you know what you want to do, what path you want to take, how you want to handle things, how you want to go about things, how you want to be remembered, how you want people to talk about you. I mean, there comes some point in life, in everybody's life, where you have some self-conscious moment about yourself and what you want to do with yourself. Now,
but at the same token, I mean, I would argue that when it comes to the little kids that are being put online, I blame the parents for that because the child is not taping themselves.
Yes.
They don't know how to upload things to the computer. Like when it came to the two or three year old that was cursing, the little 5 year olds are popping their ass. That's all the parents. That's just the parents of that child or the parents around that children. No question.
But these are the parents. Like I said, I definitely agree with you with that. Like I said, that's not what I meant. What I was saying, but I see definitely what you're saying because these are the parents that are antagonizing the situation. I'm with you on that because these. Now, but what I'm saying is, that kid doesn't know better. You know what I mean? That's just a bad parent exploiting the kid. Eventually, that kid's going to grow up, and at some point, he'll have to realize or she will have to realize that, mama was doing some dumb shit. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. There's some point where everybody has their own rationalization. You know, no matter how hard your upbringing is, because like I said, we all have had hard times. Like I said, we've all... Not everybody makes it, but the ones that are able to overcome certain things, the ones that are able to, go right instead of left in certain situations, be able to recognize certain things, those are the ones that move forward, that carry on. That's not even true.
Okay.
Nowadays, all you need is a fat ass and willing to show it off and shake your ass and you're good.
Let's not even go there.
Yeah, like I said, we don't got that much time, And niggas is also like, I don't know what niggas is all about. But as far as the ladies go, like I said, ladies got the power, but look at what they doing with it. I say it all the time. Maybe if you want to. Women have the power, but y'all make some stupid-ass decisions with it. And I'm only saying y'all because I don't know everybody. Like I said, this goes out to all the ladies. I mean, like, and as ladies, I will blame men if men have the power, but like I said, ladies got the power. But they do dumb shit, and then niggas do dumb shit behind that lady. And then it just goes back and forth. Like,
right.
Okay, he hurt me.
That's true.
So he hurt me, so I'm going to hurt the next nigga. Now that nigga's hurt, so he's going to hurt the next. It's just ping pong. You know, it's back
and that's
and forth,
possibly
back
a good dude. He turns around and hurts another woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I'm
right.
Damaged to the motherfucker. Like I said, I'm a good person, but I don't want to be the good guy.
Aww.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be. I hate that. Because all I've seen, and from my personal experience with the bullshit that I deal with, is that, you know, the bad guy gets away with shit. The bad guy gets to have all the fun. The liars, the cheaters, they out there turnt up. You know what I mean? Doing all kind of shit. This, that, blah, they get it and everything. But on the other side of that, though, I mean, doing the right thing has its own reward as well. Like I said, you're not gonna get rewards for doing the right thing. It's just something that has to be done. So that's my take on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely damage, because it's always fucked up when you know you're doing the right thing and everybody else is doing fucked up shit around you, and then you get to that point where it's like,
right.
Well, why if everybody else is doing fucked up shit, I might as well do fucked up shit too. But eventually. But again, I honestly attest to this as well. All the people that I know that have done fucked up shit to me in my life and that I've come through and still have some kind of inklings about, because again, anybody that's done fucked up shit to me, I usually just cut off instantly. That's what everybody should do. And like I said, if it don't make you money or don't make you happy, don't fuck with it. That's my motto. That's how I go with it.
Hmm.
And even in saying that, all money ain't good money. You know what I mean? But if it's good money, if it's okay money, whatever, make that money. But if it don't make you money or don't make you happy, it's not worth it. It's not. I'm done. And that's the one thing I've been on this year. And like I said, not everybody's going to like that. Not everybody's going to roll with you. You know what I mean? When you're doing the right thing, there's a lot of people doing wrong that's going to try to bring you down. It's going to try to be like, why the fuck you doing that? Especially because, like I said, I used to be the bad guy. I used to not give a fuck. I used to not, you know what I mean? I had my danger times. I'm not going to sit here acting like I'm perfect and shit. You know, I've done, did my share of bullshit, you know. But like I said, I got all that shit out the way. I got all that shit out the way early. You know what I mean? There's a lot of niggas, like I said,
right.
I'm 31. There's a lot of niggas in their 40s that still ain't got it. You know what I mean? And I'm bored right now. So at 31, I'm bored as fuck because I done ran myself
right.
ragged to try to get rid of shit. But it's worth it. Because there's a sense of freedom when you don't have to worry about the bullshit. You don't have to worry about the extra drama. You don't got to worry about what this motherfucker think. You know, because it doesn't matter. Like, what the fuck? Again, if you got a family, take care of your family. Family's important. If you got a family that cares about you and you care about your family, like I said, family's going to always be there. Even fucked up members in your family. But if you got fucked up members in your family and they show you that they ain't trying to be with that, fuck them too. I'm sorry. You know, you can't.
Yep.
Thank you.
Great.
See, like,
thank you.
The one thing right now, like, the scariest thing to me is what I see. The world is all about self-preservation. Everybody's being cutthroat about it. That's just how I see it. Everybody's out to preserve themselves, worried about themselves and everything like that, which is okay because, again, if you don't look out for yourself, nobody else is going to look out for you. But at the same time, you don't have to be cutthroat about it. You don't have to be despicable about
exactly.
it. You don't have to be diabolical about it. You just got to handle your business and do what you do. Whatever that is, do what you do. You know, like I said, I don't judge people. Whatever you got to do what you got to do, do it. But then, again,
right. I mean, like, there's no problem with being, you know, like doing more for yourself. But the problem is when you get destructive, that's where the issue comes in. When you get to that self-hatred
yep.
and all that kind of mess, that's where the problem comes in. When you can't support nobody, that's where the problem comes in. I know you were talking earlier about, you know, how people used to go out to the clubs and whatever to meet people. That's the problem we have now. People are so stuck on social media that they're not going out to the events and supporting artists. That's the problem. They're not buying their CDs. They're not going
that's
to their shows.
They
think a retweet's okay. They think a like on Facebook is going to help support an artist. It's not. It really isn't. That's not where the real money comes in.
And at the same time, they're not supporting independent artists. They're not supporting people that are actually out there trying
right,
to do
something.
You know, they support
right.
They support the motherfuckers that the social media and all these people tell them to support. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What I consider Bang Out Radio, again, before we get up out of here, whatever, because like I said, we can keep going along. I love this. Like I said, I hope y'all ladies feel free to call in any time and holler at your boy. All right, we got 4 shows, 5 shows.
Absolutely.
It's always good to have a conversation. But what it is that, but it's like, shit. Like I said, it's so hard for independent artists. Like I said, you got to get people to come out. But with these people out here and the social media telling people who to like and everything, then people don't have to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's lazy. People on social media are even waiting around for, they're waiting around for that tag or that tweet to come out about the new song or somebody or whatever. They're waiting for that, and it's automatically hot. And then all these independent artists are trying to do what they got to do to get on that level. But It's that's what I'm saying. I want to say fuck that, but at the same time, there might not be no other way to do it. See, because that's how I feel. Me personally, I feel like I'm shooting myself in the foot. Because, see, Dagger doesn't tweet. When Twitter very first came out, I told myself when it very first came out, I would never tweet anybody that sounds faggoty to me. You will never hear Dagger tweet somebody. That just don't even sound right to me. And I still don't got a Twitter. But at the same time, I feel like I may be shooting myself in the foot because Twitter is a real, good social media site. If you use it right and everything like that and everything, it's good. But again, I'm just never going to tweet anybody. That just don't sound right to me. And again, like when I promote these shows, when I go on Facebook, like the most I go on Facebook is I got all these groups I'm in. The only time I ever go to these groups is to post up something for the show, which I rarely get to do if I don't have time to do it before the show comes on. So, I mean, it's just – but this is why I need staff. If I could pay somebody to do it, I would do it all. But
yeah, you need a staff. Like, you need social media. If you don't like doing it, you need somebody to do it for you. That's what the thing is.
But, man, this is
–
because
like
it needs to be done. Because if you want to reach – more than just your Facebook network, then you definitely need somebody that likes to do Twitter, likes to do Instagram, all that kind of stuff, likes to do the YouTube videos to promote the show, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, but see, I love to do all those things. It's just that, you know what I mean, as far as promoting, it's just crazy. I'm sorry. I feel bad, but I'm going to blame the alcohol. Is it Saida? I want to say that. I know I'm wrong. I'm sorry I'm wrong. It was someone with an S.
Naya. No, it's
Saniya.
Saniya.
Saniya, there it is. Well, Saniya, I want to thank you very much for calling in tonight. I mean,
you're still killing it. Okay.
Again, you're more than welcome to call in whenever, but do you have any social media sites you may want people to holler at you about? I mean, you're here, you know, do you want likes? Do you want followers? I mean, you may want some things. If you got something you
want
to
drop, you guys can
now,
follow me on Twitter, which is DANAYAAZURE. I'm on Facebook as well, under Danaya Azure, DANAYAAZURE. Same thing for Instagram and Pinterest, so. Yeah, and the website's www.deniazure.com.
Uh-oh, there it is.
And she's
right,
amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, Mama.
And again, thank you for getting, because like I said, here we keep it real at all times. Like I said, I love people. And if you know anybody else, like I said, like to come over here, talk, speak their mind or whatever, because like I said, we don't do that shy shit over here. We keep it real. And y'all, I enjoy the conversation. Like I said, you never know where it's going to go. We just hopped on Facebook and started talking about these dumb motherfuckers on social networks. I mean, you never know. Like I said, but I want to hear y'all ladies. Y'all got to come through on Wednesday night. Y'all got to come through on Wednesday night on Hub Night, so we'll get into relationships and other talk or whatever if y'all ain't scared. Y'all got to come through over there and
holler. I ain't scared at all. Let's do it.
All right.
And again, you're always welcome tonight, so just lock me in and make sure you check in with your boy at all times, all right? Because like I said, you forever welcome. And of course.
Thank you.
All right.
And, of course, Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Oh, man, this is the monster. It was a joy having you here. Like I said, sorry it took so long to get you over here, but, you know, the rent wasn't paid. You know, we had some hard times. We fell on real quick. But we here. We made it happen. And I thank you for holding out and coming through. So, one more time. Let people know where they can let people know where they can find you at again. Let people know where your sites are, what they can highlight you on and everything real quick. And any shout-outs you want to give before we get out of here?
You can find me on Instagram at Misery Demonstra. That's Misery, D-A-M-O-N-S-T-A. The same with Facebook. You can search Misery the Monster. It'll pull up the fan page. I'm not on Twitter. I have one, but I don't use it. And like I said, of course, I have to shout out my kids. They're my motivation. They will keep me going. My bike group, Adorable Divas. Shout out to the NWO, SRL, and, of course, HFL Magazine. They were the first to publish me. So I definitely
have
to
shout
out.
There it is, man. Oh, man, y'all know, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slash Sundays. It feels good to be back. Feels good, but again, the world is fucked up. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. Y'all, I don't know. And again, I keep saying y'all. That's just anybody that just, man, I'm too under the influence right now, and I'm just too, Because I don't even want to get started again, because we can get started talking all day about how dumb motherfuckers are and how the dumb shit people do, because people do dumb shit all the time. And again, I'm not trying to say that like I'm above anybody else, right? But I don't do a lot of dumb shit. And the dumb shit that I do is, I can honestly say, is in regards to me actually trying to help somebody else. So now I'm doing dumb shit for somebody else, which is not good either. Because that can end you up in some fucked up shit places as well.
No.
So,
Not anymore.
Right. That will land your ass in jail. Don't do that to yourself now.
But again, like I said, I've always been hard-headed, but I've had to learn. And again, I'm at that point where it's like you just can't put yourself out there for people that you know or that haven't shown you that they're worth that. I'm not saying turn your back on people.
Right.
But there's a lot of people you do need to turn your back on. I don't know. Let me say it one more time. I'm not saying turn your back on people, you know, because that's not right. But there are people that you need to turn your back on, all right? And then once you realize who those people are, then the people that are still left are the ones that are meant to be there and are supposed to be there, all right? Fuck all the bullshit. Fuck all the drama.
Yep.
If it don't make you money or don't make you happy, don't fuck with it, all right? Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. It's been a fun Slap Sunday, man. Like I said, it's good to be back. Make sure y'all tune in for the rest of the shows. Again, the Triple M Show every Monday, Mo Music Monday, all music, no talk. So if you just want to sit back and listen to some real independent artists, make sure you tune in on Mondays. Turns up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. Oh, these crazy-ass niggas. That's the most hood show we got. So ain't no telling what these niggas about to talk about, all right? Every Tuesday. Like I said, ladies, I can't talk about these niggas. Y'all think I'm bad. These niggas over here, the Hood Geeks, them motherfuckers are dumb as fuck. They my niggas though, but they dumb as hell. West Coast Wednesdays, West Coast Wednesdays, hump night. All right, adult matters, adult topics. Put the kids to bed. Make sure you got the drink. If you smoke, make sure you laid back or whatever. And we're going to get into some real shit over there, all right? We're going to get into, talk about y'all ladies. Ladies talk about us niggas. It's just crazy on Wednesday nights, all right? And then, of course, we just smoke. And we slow it down a little bit. You know, we try to play more R&B music, you know, get at the ladies' tracks. We try to set y'all up to get y'all through the rest of the week, all right? Then, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Friday.
R&B.
Fuck You Friday every Friday.
Speaking of R&B, I have to shout out Chris Knight.
Uh-oh, shout out to Chris Knight. All right, and ladies also, you know anybody? I'm always looking for music, always. Independent artists. If it's independent,
okay. Get
it to me. R&B, rap, hip-hop, doesn't matter. Get it to me. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Spread the word. Spread the word.
I
talk about it. And it's
emailing
free.
Emailing you right now.
Nobody has to pay to get your music heard over here. Like I said, I got everything covered. All right. Now, and then, of course, again, like I was saying, Fuck You Fridays every Friday. All right. That's all talk. No music at all right? If you got somebody to put on blast, you got somebody to get off your chest, you got something to get off your chest, you had a rough week, you want to talk about it, whatever. Holler at your boy, Fuck You Fridays, we're going to go all out. And then, of course, again, every Sunday, Slap Sundays, playing the top independent artists from around the world, all right? And then all shows are from 8 to 10 o'clock, except for Wednesday nights from 9 to 11, because we need to pull it back a little bit later, because like I said, that's hump nights, all right? I put my Theo voice on. Maybe light a candle or some shit. You never know what may happen. All right? But Oh, it's been fun, y'all. All right, thank you, ladies, for tuning in tonight. Again, save my number, lock it in. Y'all know where I'm at. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Shout out to the monster. Thank y'all. And, yeah, talk about the show. That's all I ask. I got everything else. Just talk about the show. Spread word about the show. Let people know what we're trying to do over here because, again, I can only do so much. And I know y'all can do so much more than me. All y'all ask y'all to do is talk. All right? Hollering out to Going Out with the Witty Gang. See y'all next week. See y'all all out on Bang Out Radio. Make sure you add us on we're on Facebook. I think we got an Instagram. Like I said, I'm not good with all that, but I do got my co-host on Wednesday night. But no, I'm dead serious. With my co-host Queen V on Wednesday night, she handles all the social media stuff. We do have a Facebook.
Oh, okay.
You can find us on there, Bang Out Radio, you know what I mean? Or you can find me, the Dagger. That email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You know, if you search me by email on most of these sites, that's the email that you'll find me at. So holler at me, all right? And then, of course, I'm on Instagram as well, the Dagger MF. All right, look at my crazy videos, pictures, whatever. All right, holler at y'all. It feels good to be back. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Hope to hear from y'all ladies again. Hope to hear from anybody else out there listening when y'all decide to call in and talk to me. See y'all next time.
Hold up, y'all.
Okay.
It is about that time. With it, boys.
With it, gang.
With it, mob.
The belt and
with
the crown,
gang.
Nigga.
We on it. What we about to do?
Turn it up.
With it.
Turn it up.
Check the transcripts, I'm official.
Official.
Who won what?
Microphone vandal. Bullets made of aloe. Black flannel out the shadows. I'm the son of doomsday. The fade taker. I take your top off. Toupee. This witty gang rap. Tactical warfare with subliminal attacks. I'm all about the currency. I serve you as a courtesy with this automatic weaponry. Hood found reppin', I'm a reputable. Opponents don't want it, leave them hanging from my testicle. And I'm poised under pressure. I rob you for your cheddar with this little black Beretta. And to the lame niggas watching, hesitation not an option. I'm popping.
Turn it up.
Is rotten Pirelli's burner tucked by the belly, nigga.
Turn it up.
Who got the pills like the blunts? You got the drink in the cups. Fill it up, nigga.
With it, gang.
Repertoires, we go hard. TT, Frankie, Cleo, Stoney, set it off, nigga.
Serving child.
Like a deli, nigga. Hood about Machiavelli. Got you face down on your belly, nigga. Rap the bowls to get touched. We ain't gotta pop the trunk. Ready to duck, nigga.
Run and tell that.
Witty gang, it's a rap. You got beef with us, yeah. Good luck with that, nigga.
Presidential.
Signing an issue, no surrender. From the hands to the pistol, nigga. Garage your whereabouts. Witty gang, fade them all. The belt and the crown, nigga.
Turn it up.
Gang of full effect, now we serving all you suckers, don't
get fucked up.
Cause we about money, music, weed, and drink, so fuck what a hater think.
Y'all ain't no, they not.
A bunch of gum flapping, skill lacking niggas, overrated killers.
We will see.
We gon' see about that shit.
If you can handle what we bringing, I'll make rappers start singing. I'm
ODB.
Damn right.
I'm with the
Bobby.
Yeah, that's the Witty Gang. We Rosewood and these niggas hanging from light poles and shoestrings.
Leave us alone.
But I thought you wanted beef. You all up on your Facebook and Twitter. I'm standing
I'm
in
right
the street.
Here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm back to making my riches, flipping these bitches, brushing these haters off.
West Side LA.
West.
rapping that. Too many different LA fitters. Motherfucker, snap back.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Witty, 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 witty gang.